pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day, yes, I went down.
And welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Danny Show and all of our lovely helpers here today as well as they continue to roll in for lunch. French dip sandwiches, just a donation to St. Jude's, green beer, Guinness draughts, Killian draws, a dollar green draws. Just about ready to kick up here for the lunch hour is going to be Wild Clover with some of your favorite Irish music. And, of course, they're going to be here all day long. Doug and Danny Show special extended edition until 1 o'clock today as we are here to talk more about the NCAA tournament, Nebraska-Arkansas baseball. Dave Van Horn sounds like he will join us, the Arkansas head baseball coach, at the bottom of this hour. Coming up next, Tony Hobson from the Hastings College women's basketball team to talk about the national semifinals. We also expect to be joined later on this half hour by UNK head football coach Daryl Morris as they get ready for spring ball. That will start next week, weather permitting. They wait for a good start. It looks like after today, things are going to be okay. They're not going to be summerish. They're going to be springish. They're not going to be too bad, but things are supposed to warm up, stay in the 40s most of the week. And I guess the big thing, Daddy, is they want to get the baseball in tomorrow. Nebraska is supposed to be home all week. Arkansas Tuesday, Wednesday. Then this weekend, Oklahoma comes in for Big 12 action. We'll talk Oklahoma baseball on Wednesday's show.
Yeah, it looks like.
Are people driving by the window and giving you a St. Patty's Day salute?
Well, what was that? Was that guy telling me I'm number one, I think?
I don't know.
Number one's not with that finger, Daddy.
I think he thought it was a blizzard, but I don't know what's going on.
Coach Tony Hobson on the line for you guys.
From Sioux City, Iowa, the head women's basketball coach of the Hastings College Broncos, getting ready to play in the national semifinals tonight. Tony Hobson joins us on the Doug and Danny Show as we left him last week, reminding him that we would have him on the show before the national semifinals, of which they would be playing in. And, Coach, congratulations on the run so far. How do you feel the team is playing, and how are you looking heading into tonight?
Well, I think we're playing. Oh, well, first of all, thanks. I appreciate it. And your confidence that we would still be here on Monday. But I think we're playing right now. Saturday was probably about as good as we could be playing with the kids that were putting on the floor. They did a great job. Friday we had a pretty tough ball game. We only won by 8, and we had one of you guys' favorite kids, McEwen, hit just 2 big time threes at the end of the game that kind of sealed it. And then yesterday we had Ruki hit a couple threes down the stretch. So we've had some kids just step up and play very well in a big spot.
Tony, another team is playing awfully, awfully well as a team you guys will face tonight. Ozarks College, the only loss on the year was in Hawaii to the UNK women. Able to take care of Concordia really impressively by 25 points. Just your overall assessment of them.
Well, they've won 22 straight, and they're offensively very potent, and they've got 3 kids that have shot over 100 threes on the year. So they can score from a lot of different areas, and they're deep, and they're going to be a handful, but I think we can guard them, and we're certainly going to try, and our kids don't have a whole lot of back down in them right now. I mean, they're really getting after it, and considering playing 3 games in 3 days, I mean, we're playing with a lot of energy, and I don't know, if I was a betting man, I don't know if we certainly wouldn't be the favorites, but we wouldn't just give it away either.
Tony Hobson joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show from Sioux City, Iowa, as they get ready for the national semifinals tonight at 6 o'clock on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And you'll be able to hear Mike Will with the pregame at 5:45. Coach, you guys have been down this road so many times, but always is with different kids and such. As you look at this group, overall, experience-wise at the national tournament, do you consider yourself at this point still a little green, or do you have to address that point with the team today?
Well, I don't think we're very green. I mean, everybody that's playing for us, except for Brianna, who transferred in, our post player, has been here at least once and our whole junior class has been here twice. They've already won, let's see, we won two games here last year. They won five as freshmen. They've won 10 ball games in the national tournament. So you can't consider us green at all. I mean, we've got more experience than most of the teams here playing in this situation.
Tony, I've got to think after you look back at this season and all the challenges year in, year out, this conference, and you prove it again, 3 out of 4 teams down here in that Final Four.
Well, I think it just goes to show how tough we have it, you know, during the year and why you can't panic if you lose a ball game in your conference, because you're playing the best teams in the country on the average every night. And we're always going to have 3 or 4 teams up there, I think, or in the near future at least. And that's why, you know, an in-season loss sometimes isn't that big a deal if you use it right.
Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Getting ready to take on College of the Ozarks tonight. A lot of great teams out of the GPAC Conference make it up there again. Coach, you actually had yesterday off, and then you got most of today off, which I'm sure is the shoot-around and game day prep. Well, what do you do on a day off at a national tournament?
Well, we get an hour on the floor during the day sometimes. So we go in there and shoot some free throws, and we didn't do much because, you know, we just played three days in a row, and we don't need to do much, but just kind of get the feel for the place again. And then the person that is our host up here is a good one to have because he runs a catering business. He owns a catering business. So we had some good food last night. And basically, just relax and rest up because they know what's in store for them today.
Coach, from the start of this tournament, who has stepped up for you, do you think, maybe other than the usual suspects?
Well, I mean, I think Heather McEwen has really raised her game a level. She's shooting the ball well and playing with a lot of intensity, and she's not afraid to take a shot when you have to make one. Kay Brockmeyer's shooting about 62 or 63% from the 3-point line. She is 5 for 6 on Saturday. Rachel Isherwood was 7 for 9. She's playing good. I'll tell you what, the post player, Brianna Lean, who stepped in for Ducey, she's had 16, 14, and 8 points. She's playing solid. I'll tell you, really, we've got 5 or 6 kids that are all just, you know, nobody is just carrying us. And that's something that's really good for us because we don't, you know, if one kid's a little off, we don't have to rely on them exclusively. So I think that's one reason we're still here.
Tony Hobson, head women's basketball coach at Hastings College. Before we let you get back to your day, Tony, I know you guys just came out of practice and shoot around. How'd that go? Sometimes people say, well, we didn't have a good practice and played a great game and all those kind of things. How'd today's shoot around go?
Well, for us, the way things have been going this year, we just hope we can get out of a shoot around uninjured. And then we're real careful when we walk outside to get on the van to make sure we don't turn an ankle on a curb or something. So in those respects, it was a very successful shoot-around.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow before the finals.
Well, I hope we talk again tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Hobson, best of luck tonight. Coach of the Hastings College women's basketball team, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, tonight they play in the national semifinals against College of the Ozarks, 6 o'clock, pregame 5:45 on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, Doug and Daddy Show currently live from Cunningham's Journal, where we get ready to take a look at what's going on in the Tournament Challenge. Get your brackets. Go to the Tournament Challenge on our homepage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Group name, Doug and Daddy. And, of course, as Daddy's favorite password, winner is the password that you want to get lined up for and get signed up for. Many great prizes. And, no, Derek, you are not eligible to win. Sorry.
That's too bad. I already had my bracket filled out, ready to go.
Even though you're a super fan. You are a super fan. We are here at the Cunningham. Stop by for lunch. Stop by for the whole day. I think some people did plan on being here all day. From the looks of things, they're having a good time. And we're just glad to have you along with us. As we will be here until 1, they'll be here all day. Music going. They've got green draws. They've got the Guinness draft, the Killians, all the Irish beverages that you want. And, of course, they've always got something for you to eat. They had breakfast this morning. French dip sandwiches here, just all you need is a donation to St. Jude's. And, of course, tonight they've got burgers for dinner time here. next week, hoping to get spring football underway, is our next guest. We are joined by Daryl Morse, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, live here at Cunningham's. Coach, how'd the winter treat you?
Well, you know, I'm looking at Big Daddy wondering how it treated him. Now, Coach Chris is going to help me here, but I think it's 15 chest compressions, and then you got to give him two breaths there, Doug.
It's pretty rough. It's pretty rough.
He looks like he put on the feed bag a little bit over the winter. He's been hibernating or something.
Mama feeds him well. Hey, last time we got a chance to chat was right after signing day and bringing all these kids in. Update us on the kids and the watch between the day we talked and today.
Well, you know, we did bring in some young men at the semester, and recruiting's still ongoing. We're still looking for a couple positions to fill, and we've kind of pulled our horns in a little bit and wait until May. May is a time when a lot of kids that are in the junior college ranks right now find out whether they're going to be Division I eligible or not, you know, so you kind of just wait around and see what happens with some of those guys, stay in contact with them, continue to keep the lines of communication open, but just got done with the first part of the semester, tested out in the weight room. That appeared to go very, very well. You know, we tried a little something new this year. It only worked out 3 days during the week rather than four. Tried not to run some weight off our young defensive linemen that we're trying to beef up a little bit. So should have asked Daddy how to do that, I guess. But I think it went well. So, you know, hopefully it'll pay off in spring ball here in a little bit.
You can buy my book.
Yeah. It's a fat book, ain't it?
Coach, I think everybody out there that follows Loper football is probably interested in the quarterback race. You got really four people really wide open as far as, well, the general fan knows at this point. Is that the way you
see
it? Well,
let me fill you in on a little of this, Daddy. You know, you've got Justin Arellano and Jake Altmaier. They were number 2 and 3 on the depth chart last year. And then you got the redshirt freshman and Jake Spitzelberger coming out of Lakewood, Colorado. And then you got Bobby Adamson out of Byers, Colorado. Two big recruits that they had that are looking to make some noise. That's what I've been looking at.
I can tell who does the research around here. You're exactly right. We've got a couple young ones along with Arellano and Altmaier, and it's going to be an interesting competition to see how that does shake out. To be totally honest with you, I have no clue how that's going to shake out. So, we're going to have to, regardless of what happens, we're probably going to have a relatively unexperienced or completely inexperienced quarterback starting for us next fall. And that is intriguing, but it's also a little bit scary. At the quarterback position, you know, you can lose a ball game if you don't do things correctly. So we'll have to see how we come out of spring ball and see what's going to shape up like when we start fall camp.
Kind of all four of those guys, very different styles.
Jake Altmaier and Arellano are both big, tall kids, and have a little bit of experience in our program and a little bit of experience in our system. Bobby Adamson's a big, tall guy, a very intelligent kid. Both he and Jake Spitzelberger, who's a little bit shorter guy, they have good arms. They're mobile. They can move around, intelligent. So it's just going to be interesting to see both of them very confident, those young kids. So it's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out. It really is.
UNK head football coach Daryl Morris joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Cunningham's helping to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You guys don't have time as coaches to celebrate anything, do you?
No, we don't. Matter of fact, I thought it was Easter today, but somebody said St. Patty's Day.
You have a young team, a very young team, and I guess that makes spring ball all more important this time around?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we had 15 kids that left our program because of graduation, so just about to the spot, all those positions are going to be filled in with some younger guys that are, you know, hopefully going to step up to the plate and show us that they've been paying attention for the last year and a half. So spring ball is an evaluation period. This is the period where the coaches get an opportunity to experiment a little bit, evaluate a lot of players, give them a lot of reps that they did not get back in the fall. Fall camp, a lot of people probably don't understand, is not an evaluation period. You get limited amount of time to get ready for your first ball game. So you have maybe 5-6 practices where you're going to do some evaluating just to finish up a position or two that you were still a little foggy on coming out of spring ball. So we've got to get a lot of evaluation done here in the next 29 days once we start spring ball.
Coach, I got to go back to Doug saying the young team. But when you got a lineman like Orion Matthews, kind of makes you smile to have that young team.
Well, it does. Orion squatted almost like 583 pounds the other day. So,
that's
a Yeah, that's a large cow. So, but you know, we've got you got Orion Matthews back on the offensive line. You got Kyle Davison, who's just going to be a junior. Jack Hyatt is just going to be a junior. You got You know, a couple of young ones. Eric Pikerich was injured last year. He's a big guy, benched 370 the other day. Stephen Gooden's a kid who got spare a little bit of playing time for us, has really blossomed in the weight room. He's going to be a big guy. So we've got some big kids, all of them young. It's going to be, you know, interesting to see who actually ends up playing for us at guard and at tackle and that kind of stuff. So I'm excited to kind of get that shaken out as well.
Well, you have to be very pleased as the line coach to have all this experience coming back. At least, it doesn't really matter which position. You like to have some experience coming back.
Yeah, you do. But having experience on your offensive line is a good place to have it. It's a bad thing when you don't have experience up front on either side of the ball.
Obviously, we lost my favorite player in Tyler McNitt. I've got to come up with a new one. But he had a great, great pro day the other day.
He did. Tyler performed very, very well. He ran extremely well. He lifted well. He jumped well. His agility numbers were very good. The guy that's representing him out of Illinois is very pleased with that. And hopefully we'll actually be having another pro day towards the end of this month. And or Tyler might get invited to a couple of different places to try out for a specific team. So did very, very well. He Coach Larson, our strength condition coach, has done a phenomenal job working with Tyler. He was in there working out this morning, and it looks really good.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this St. Patrick's Day. Coach, you had a national championship up there at UNK this
week. Hey, what a phenomenal job done by Mark Bauer and our wrestlers, you know, those kids have been so close the last 3 years or 4 years, and it's great to get a national championship. I don't care if it's in checkers. We win a national championship. We're excited. And I thought those kids did an outstanding job. They're good guys. Travell's a phenomenal guy. If you missed the opportunity to come watch that guy wrestle, you made a huge sports fan mistake by not coming to watch that guy wrestle.
Have you ever talked to him about football?
I've drooled many times when I've watched him in the weight room, but he's so imposing, I'm a little afraid of him, so I don't talk to him a whole lot.
Before we let you get out of here, because I know the fans are always interested in this kind of thing, I'm interested in this kind of thing. Right now, if you had to vote preseason RMAC number one, who are you chasing this year? Is Shadron State still there? Who you guys chasing?
You know what? I think Mesa State's going to be a really good football team this year, and I think Colorado School of Mines, which might have been a younger football team than we were last year, is really starting to come along. So it's going to be one of those three. But I think Mesa, with their defense and having, I don't think they lost a lot of guys, and their offense is pretty good. So I think Mesa State might be a football. Only lost by 1 point in Shadron last year. And I think they gave up a touchdown right out of the gate, and then they shut them shattering down. So I look for Mesa State to be the dark horse favorite.
I heard Pat Stewart's lurking around these parts here lately.
Pat's wife still lives here in town, so you know I wouldn't move to Gunnison either if I was her.
Well, Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. They get set for spring practice. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of your St. Patrick's Day.
Daryl Morris, thanks, buddy. We're going to take a break. Dave Van Horn, baseball coach at Arkansas, is expected to join us here in the next few minutes. I think we're also going to swing Jay Christensen in here to talk a little bit about the defensive side of the football for UNK. All that and more coming up after this.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Danny Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
With 20% off all cubic zirconium pieces, from pendants to necklaces, sure to brighten up any Easter. Find decorative bunnies, eggs, and specialty chocolates from Russell Stover's in the shape of bunnies. There are bunnies everywhere at ABC Drug and Gift. You'll always find exactly what you need for Easter at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
Community people, people you know,
people you know, people you know.
Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, community people you know.
People you know.
Did you know that during last year's ice storm, the Red Cross established 15 shelters in 12 counties and over 875 area residents found relief in those shelters? Did you know over 3,000 meals were served during that time? I'm Bill from Holdridge, and we know because our family and friends found care during the storm. All this was provided by our heroes from the Red Cross. Find out how you can be a hero in your community. Call your local chapter of the American Red Cross or the Fort Kearney chapter at 308-234-2770.
Are you considering a career in broadcasting? With the help of ESPN Superstation and the Nebraska Broadcasters Association Foundation, you can be a part of this exciting field. We are offering two $1,600 scholarships to four-year college or university students who will have completed 60 credits as of May 31st, 2008. Let us help you reach your career goals. For complete details, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Applications must be received by the NBA by May 15th, 2008.
Midwest Truck and Trailer Repair is cheering on our Gothenburg state-bound speech competitors and can't wait to hear them stun their competitors into speechlessness with their deductive logic and eloquence. Midwest, your complete truck and trailer repair service at 310 Cobwood Road near the Frito-Lay plant in Gothenburg. Easter is a time of renewal. Spring is in the air and winter is losing its icy grip on the land. Some art food stores would like to remind you that American soldiers fought to give you the freedom of religion, the freedom to choose, and the right to free speech. Honor these gifts. Some are food stores in Holdridge.
Casey's, it's all good. Casey's, it's all right. Casey's making any way you like.
Right now at Casey's General Stores, with the purchase of any large pizza, get a family pack of spicy boneless drummies for only $2.99. Not valid with any other offer.
Casey's General Store. Casey's, it's all good.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A snow advisory remains in effect for the area early today, as we'll see some areas of snow mixed with freezing rain and some rain in spots. Accumulations of an inch or two anticipated, with highs staying around 36 with northeast winds 5 to 15. Chance of rain or snow showers early tonight, low 26. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from our friends here at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney Center. They're there enjoying St. Patrick's Day, and of course, a lot of folks coming in to enjoy lunch. All it costs today is a donation to St. Jude's. What a great idea to put those two together. Folks are going to come down and enjoy St. Patrick's Day. They're going to have a little food. They're going to be donating to St. Jude's, helping the kids as well. Drink specials, food specials going on all day. They're serving burgers tonight, happy hour from 4 to 8. Guinness and Killian's, of course, for this St. Patrick's Day. Dollar Green draws. They've got the Irish music going on here as well. So we're just glad to have you along with us on this extended edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
Time for a sports update on ESPN Radio. I'm Doug Duda. The NCAA tournament, as we've been talking about, will get underway on Thursday for 63 teams. Two teams will tip it off tomorrow when Coppin State plays Mount St. Mary's in the play-in game. The winner will then have to move on and take the overall number one national seed, North Carolina. Now, Thursday and Saturday, eight teams will be in Omaha to try and advance to the Sweet 16. Kansas, the top seed, will play Portland State. USC plays Kansas State. UNLV takes on Kent State. And Wisconsin will take on Cal State Fullerton. Kansas is in the first game at 11:20 coming up on Thursday morning. The NCAA women's bracket will be announced today. Nebraska is looking to get a spot in the NCAA women's tournament. Huskers are projected to be an 8 or 9 seed by bracketology on ESPN. For the NIT, both Creighton and Nebraska are number 3 seeds on the men's side and will host opening round games. The 21-10 Blue Jays will host Rhode Island at 9 o'clock Tuesday night at the Quest Center. The Huskers, who are 19-12, will host 20-13 Charlotte Wednesday night at the Devaney Center at 8 o'clock. The UNK wrestling team captured the Division II National Championship Saturday night in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Two individual titles for Tavel Delognev and Brett Allgood, the second each for those wrestlers. Mark Bauer was named the Coach of the Year. This is UNK's first ever team national title at the Division II level. The Lopers had won three runner-up trophies in the last five seasons. The Hastings College women's basketball team will try and advance to the national championship game of the NAIA Division II tournament tonight in Sioux City, Iowa. The 30-5 Broncos defeated Bethel, Indiana, 75-64 Saturday afternoon in the quarterfinals, and will now take on the top-ranked College of the Ozarks at 6 o'clock this evening. Ozarks is 34-1 with that only loss coming back in December to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. You can hear the game on our sister station, 1230 KHAS, beginning at 5:45. The second semifinal will have Morningside taking on Northwestern, a pair of GPAC teams, so three of the four in the final four out of the GPAC conference. There is also the road to Kearney to consider in Division II. Teams will be trying to fill out the brackets tonight as the Sweet 16 will be played in NCAA Division II. South Dakota, who eliminated UNK 59-48 on Saturday, will take on Minnesota State in the North Central Regional Final. Only Clayton State out of Georgia still has a chance to get back to Kearney of the eight teams that were here last season. The Nebraska baseball team is hoping to get into a two-game series with Arkansas tomorrow and Wednesday, weather permitting. Coach Dave Van Horn and the Razorbacks are on their way to Lincoln. Nebraska has won 13 consecutive games after sweeping Kansas State this weekend, including 5-3 in 10 innings yesterday. Oklahoma will be coming in this weekend. The UNK baseball team defeated Colorado Mines 6-5 in 11 innings and 9-7 Saturday, while Hastings College dropped the doubleheader yesterday. And the Tri-City Storm, 0-2 over the weekend. They are at Lincoln on Friday. And that is sports.
And Radio Superstation, as we said, live at Cunningham's Journal. Glad to have you along with us as we're here for an extended edition today. Of course, specials going all day long here at Cunningham Journal. As we said, for lunch, all you need is a sandwich, and they are donating to St. Jude's. That's all they need is a little donation to St. Jude's. So we're glad to have them along with us. But we're hoping it warms up a little bit as we welcome in our friends from Arkansas for a little baseball. I think chatting with Coach for the first time maybe since he's moved back down to Arkansas. I think we only talked to him once since he's been down there, a man that helped revitalize the Nebraska baseball program, and now
no, he built the Nebraska baseball program.
He is seeing the two things come together, and Daddy, things are going well at his alma mater there in Arkansas as well.
Yeah, he got home, and we're pleased to be joined by Dave Van Horn, the head Razorback himself. Coach, thanks so much for letting us catch up with you on your way to Lincoln.
Not a problem at all. Looking forward to coming up.
Well, Coach, I guess just first off, as many people, I suppose, want to know, talk about your emotions and your thoughts coming back up to Lincoln to play at a Haymarket Park in Hawksfield, a place that the programs you helped get going helped build that place. So just your thoughts coming back to Lincoln.
Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, coming back and just having a chance to see Coach Anderson and, you know, playing some good baseball. We struggled the last couple of days and got it put on us by Georgia on Saturday and Sunday, so we're just looking to get back on the baseball field. But for me personally, you know, it's exciting to come back and see Haymarket Field and have an opportunity to see a lot of friends in the Nebraska or Lincoln area and all around Nebraska. It's had a lot of phone calls and emails and, you know, just kind of excited to get back.
Coach, I want to go back to a couple weeks ago. You were able to take your team to Tempe, Arizona, and face Arizona State, the number one team in the country. Now, you didn't come out victorious in those games, but you competed at a very high level, a one-run game and a three-run game, I believe. Talk about just the confidence level maybe stemming from that.
Well, you know, it was a – we played pretty well out there and had a chance to win Tuesday night's game and lost by a run and left a couple runners on base in the ninth, which was really disappointing. But you know, the next game lost, really, they had it in hand. We had a three-run ball game. Played pretty well this weekend for about a game and a half, and then it kind of fell apart. So we've had a very tough schedule, and I'm to blame for that. I'm the one who scheduled it. So we have a young team that's gaining a lot of experience. We're starting anywhere from usually three to four freshmen in the lineup most of the time, and they're all doing a pretty good job for the most part. So this will be another, hopefully, good experience for us. Hopefully we'll play well. And actually, when we get done on Wednesday, we're heading down to Baton Rouge. So we've got a tough week ahead of us.
Coach Dave Van Horn, head baseball coach in Arkansas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready to take on Nebraska in a Tuesday-Wednesday series. Coach, a lot of folks are going to be heading down there. Tell us about a couple of the kids that you expect to get a lot of good things from this week.
Well, you know, probably our top player, especially professional-wise, is our third baseman, Logan Forsythe. He's he's quite a talent, very good fielder, just almost a five-tool guy. The power's coming, but, you know, he's been hurt. He had off-season foot surgery. He's had a pulled hamstring. He just really came back last week and got some swings in and hit the ball extremely well this weekend against Georgia. You know, he's probably our top player. And we've got some really talented freshmen that not only play well but look good in the uniform, good physical-looking kids. And we're still trying to figure out what we're going to do on the mound. We went through a lot of pitching this weekend. We got a couple guys sick. So we're discussing that right now, how we're going to try to work this. We're just going to try to piece this thing together for 2 days and have guys throw a couple innings each, or if we're going to stretch a couple guys out. So it's like I said, it's going to be quite a challenge for us, knowing we've got to head to Baton Rouge after the weekend.
Talk a little bit about the Southeastern Conference. It seems week in, week out, you're just getting tested thoroughly throughout the season, much like the Big 12.
Well, it's a tough league. I mean, there's no weekends off, and you gotta, you know, it's a grind. It's 30 games. You can't get too high or low. You know, we went 1-2 this past weekend after winning the first game, and then actually blew a 10-1 lead on Saturday, which was really disappointing, and ended up losing the series. So, we just gotta, it's just a league of consistency, and like I said, you know, you can't get too emotional about a weekend series or a loss or even a win. You just have to stay even and move ahead. And you know, naturally, as you get towards the end of the season, the games get more important. But right now, it's just about surviving and getting through. And we're still trying to figure out who our conference pitchers are.
Razorback coach Dave Van Horn joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, is going back to Arkansas everything you thought it would be?
It's been great. You know, the fans have been real good. You know, I think our attendance has gone up like 127% since we came in, and I think they're averaging about 2,000 a game, 1,800 a game, and now we're averaging, you know, I don't know, 8,000 a game, just depending on what time of year it is. But just what we've done to the stadium, we've gone from 3,300 chairbacks to 8,500. When we're playing well and we're playing an SEC team or a good team, you know, we're filling the place up most of the time. And it's a fun place. You know, Northwest Arkansas has really grown. It's basically the, you know, Springdale, Fayetteville, Rogers, Bentonville's all running together now. And that's been fun to watch. So I'd have to say it has been.
And Coach, really kind of a, not just the baseball program, but now the basketball teams in the NCAA. The football team made a great run last year. Athletic director changing now with Mr. Broyles moving on. It's kind of a new time and overall in the sports world, especially on the men's side. It seems like everybody's a pig suey all over the place.
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. And, you know, I knew that coming in. I know Coach Broyles wasn't going to be able to go forever. I mean, he still calls and keeps in touch. And, you know, it's still a big part of what's going on here, but you know, there has been a lot of changes with football coaches, basketball coaches, and popularity of baseball, and it's been interesting.
Coach, I think a lot of people in Nebraska sit here and go, well, Arkansas, one of those SEC schools, warm weather school, boy, how will they react to the cold when they get to Nebraska? But you guys have had 6-8 inches of snow already this year, snowing out ball games.
Well, you know, we're a northern part of the SEC. I mean, we still get four seasons in Fayetteville, and that's one thing I like about it. You know, it's just I really don't want that snow during baseball season. But, yeah, we've had to fight weather. We missed a lot of days of practice, you know, early. And, you know, and it's not nearly what Nebraska goes through. And they've done a tremendous job preparing their team inside and then going out and taking care of business. So, but we do have to fight the weather. You know, if we play in 45, 48-degree weather, it's not like it's something that we haven't experienced. So it's just the way it is this time of year. You know, I wish that we could move the season back. It would help Arkansas. It would help Nebraska and Missouri and all of them. But right now we just have to do what we have to do.
Arkansas Razorback head coach of baseball, Dave Van Horn, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, how often do you stay in contact with Coach Anderson and Coach Childress and A&M?
I talk to those guys often. I talked to Mike the other day, and I actually called him the day they opened up out at Stanford, and, you know, around Christmas time. I probably talk to him 5 or 6 times a year on the phone, and it's about the same with Coach Childress. You know, I got to spend some time with him when we were down there and then go out and see, you know, he's building a new house, got to go out and look at that. So it was good. It was good to see those. It's always good to see those guys.
What are you going to say when you guys shake hands at plate behind home plate when you exchange lineup cards tomorrow?
Oh, basically the same old, you know. I never wish anybody good luck. I always just say have a good one, but that's about it. You know, who knows? Usually we just talk about the ground rules, obviously, and a little chit-chat, and, you know, we both want to win, highly competitive, and, you know, they're on a roll. They won, I think, 12, 13 games in a row, and, you know, we've lost two in a row, and we had a rough week. You know, we had a tough, tough schedule, and, you know, we're going through some injuries and some sickness, and so we're trying to turn it around a little bit. So it's going to be it'll be a good two game series.
Well, for the first time in his life, Dave Van Horn will actually for 2 days be the enemy of the University of Nebraska as we root for him every other day of the year, and the Huskers as well. And Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on your road travel day up today to Lincoln, and we will see you at the ballpark this week. Thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right, we'll see you out there.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Dave Van Horn, head baseball coach at the University of Arkansas. And, you know, they're a program like many programs. They're still trying to find themselves early on in this season, Tony.
Oh, they'll find themselves. Don't make any mistake about it. This is a team that'll get on a roll as they head down the stretch. You know, kind of probably a little bit of a head scratch. You're up 10-1 and you lose that Saturday game and they have trouble regrouping for Sunday. But they've had some time. They get a day off today to think about it. They travel to Nebraska via bus, so it's not like they're hopping on an airplane and shooting up to Lincoln. They are busing to Lincoln, and we'll be here later this afternoon and get ready to play baseball tomorrow and Wednesday.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show live from Cunningham's in the downtown Kearney Center. Glad to have you along with us. Lunch specials going on, drink specials going on, people wearing weird hats all over the place. Got the jewelry on, got the beads on. We got a great crowd here. And we still want to finish up a little talk of the NCAA tournament in basketball. Women's selection show tonight. We'll see who Nebraska's playing. The NIT is there for Nebraska and Creighton. Creighton hosting Rhode Island tomorrow. Nebraska is hosting Charlotte on Wednesday. There's just a lot going on this time of the year. And we invite you to come on down and join us here as we're here till the top of the hour at Cunningham's. Great food specials. Just a donation to St. Jude's Children's Hospital gets you a French dip sandwich and lunch today. A lot of people have been partaking of that, and I know there's a lot of things going on today. Make sure you're safe while you're out and about today, and can't wait to see you step by. Even if it's if you're one of those poor saps that has to work most of the day, Daddy, come on in for burgers and happy hour today from 4 to 8. And, of course, all the great specials that go along with the evening session of St. Patrick's Day here at Cunningham.
Yeah, sneak out a little early. The boss isn't going to mind. He's not going to know.
My boss was here.
Yeah. Boy.
And his boss was here?
Those guys need to get it together. I think they kind of hit it early this morning.
Oh, boy. That's brutal. Derek back at the studio doing a great job of hitting the buttons and producing and things today. Derek, let's get an update from you, you German. We got anything we need to talk about as far as the email?
Oh, we don't. The Dent Popper inbox is pretty clean right now. Did want to pass on the Prairie Hills poll in one results right now here for you. Looks like North Carolina right now by far leading the question, which number one seed will advance the farthest in the NCAA tournament? North Carolina, almost 80% of the vote there.
Daddy, my vote early on was Kansas. That's a very tough, tough bracket. If you vote today, which number one seed do you think will move on? I don't know if it's Kansas. I'm going to tell you what. I think Memphis, everybody's on this Pittsburgh bandwagon, 99 Pittsburgh. You're not going very far in my bracket. I think Memphis has the easiest bracket there in the South. I mean, they might have to go to the Elite Eight to meet Texas, but I see that as the only real challenge that they seem to have.
Well, see, I think Texas out of that bracket could pose the most challenge in that Elite Eight. But then you got Stanford, who's probably going to meet Texas if everything shakes out correctly. Those Lopez guys, 2 7-footers, I don't know how Texas is going to do that. Texas struggled with marriage at times.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I think the South is the weakest bracket. That's the one with Memphis, Texas, Stanford, and Pittsburgh as the top four seeds. And then, you know, you look at some of these other teams, you know, Kentucky backdoor gets in as an 11th seed. You know, St. Mary's out of a non-power conference that had been rated. Miami of Florida, I didn't even know they had a good basketball team this year, and they're in there as a 7th seed. I think Marquette could surprise some people there. But, you know, it could be Stanford, it could be Marquette. You know, is Michigan State maybe the second best team in the Big Ten behind Wisconsin? You know, they're, I just don't see, you know, Oregon, 18-13, and somehow got a number 9 seed, which I don't understand. You know, if they're in, fine, but a 9 seed, Mississippi State get knocked out by Georgia. They're going to want to have something to prove. I think the South, far and away, is the weakest bracket of the NCAA tournament.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And I think it goes back, and I don't think much was made about that North Carolina-Tennessee deal either, Doug. You got two teams in Tennessee. Obviously, they bow out early in the SEC tournament, and then Kansas and Texas play one of the, a pretty much epic basketball game in the finals of the Big 12. And if you're a Big 12 fan, like many people are around here, you got to think that the Big 12 was just a brutal conference night in, night out, able to get six teams in. One of those situations, though, where the fifth seed seemed to be Tennessee in everybody's mind, obviously, except the committees.
Well, and again, no one asked them, and no one stated, well, is Tennessee, did you think Tennessee was number eight? Or did you, after the number one seeds, just go into positioning and a variety of things there? I mean, did you just think that that's the way it was? And who do you think's the toughest bracket right now?
Well, I got to think the North Carolinas. I got to think the East Regional.
Yeah, North Carolina, Tennessee, Louisville, Washington State as your top four seeds, and it's Notre Dame and Oklahoma after that.
Notre Dame at times can look like one of the better teams in the country as well. So, top to bottom. I find it interesting, though, Doug, one thing about Kansas, the last time they won a national title, they started off in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Danny Manning and the Miracles. I was there.
Then
that
they went
great times.
To Pontiac, Michigan. This year's regional for Kansas in Detroit, Michigan. So will it be one of those weird, wacky deals that just the stars align?
And by the way, as I was watching yesterday and they showed the logo for San Antonio, which isn't on everything, but the Final Four logo, you say a variety of things. Is that really a big cowboy hat on it? Is that the logo? Seriously, San Antonio. We were there, seriously, for Big 12 Media Days for football last year. How many cowboy hats did you see? And granted, we were on the Riverwalk, a lot of tourists, a lot of media. How many cowboy hats did you see?
Three. We went to the Alamo. There's three
yeah,
guys.
I was like, yeah. I mean, it's not like going to a livestock auction. I mean, it is. So
you just had to remind me of that absolute dump we had to stay in.
Well,
it didn't have air conditioning. It was 119.
Poor fella. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I know we've got some special guests on the show the next couple of days that we're going to be talking about, the Elite Eight, UNK, John McBride, Oklahoma baseball. We're going to be talking about that as they roll in. No show Thursday and Friday because of NCAA basketball that will be here. I think, getting back to that, Daddy, you like the East is the toughest, and that's looking at 1-2. Overall in the bracket, I think the Midwest might edge them out as the toughest. It just depends if you like Kansas or if you like North Carolina. But Kansas, solid number one. Georgetown, solid number two. Wisconsin, a scary, albeit boring, Big Ten school. They're 29-4, solid number three. I like them as a better three than Louisville. I like them as a better three than Xavier. So Wisconsin's the three seed. Vanderbilt, hard to know what to think of them. They were the team early, and let's face it, what are they, 17-0? And so that makes them about 9-10 here, and they're 9-7 in their last 16 games once they got into conference. So don't know about that, but then you look at Clemson. Good run in the ACC. They're fifth. Then you look at USC, Kansas State winner. Whoever comes out of that 6-11 matchup is very good. Everybody's been talking about Gonzaga Davidson being the small school, small conference of first best. That's in the Midwest. So I think there's a lot of good teams in that Midwest.
Well, I think there's a lot of good teams. I think there's a lot of really good – I think this deal's top-heavy. For teams to think you're going to get a 3, 4, 5, even a 6 seed to make the finals, make the Final Four, make the finals of this deal, it's going to be a very, very difficult thing to do. But those top 8 seeds, is Duke the forgotten top 8 seed? Nobody is mentioning that team. They shot, 5 for 23 when they bowed out of the ACC tournament. Nobody is mentioning this team. They average 84.5 points a game, people. They start knocking down threes. They can shoot themselves into the Final Four, and they can shoot themselves out of the Final Four. Now, which one will it be? I don't know. I just don't hear a lot of people talking about them.
Derek says that he has been filling out his bracket during the show here. Derek, your thoughts early on. I don't need a winner, but who you kind of like, and what do you think about this bracket so far?
I'm giving Duke a little bit of love. I got Duke going down to the Elite Eight at least. But for my Final Four guys, I got North Carolina playing Kansas, and on the other side, I got Stanford and UCLA.
It would be a very good Final Four in San Antonio. We don't have any business left to take care of, right?
It doesn't look that way, huh? I think we're pretty clean, guys.
Well, then I want to take care of a couple of other things here before we get out. The All-State teams were announced in the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star and a variety of papers. Grand Island, Kearney had their All-Area teams, so congratulations to all those kids. I have the Omaha World Herald here in front of me as far as the teams that made it. First team boys was Josh Jones of Omaha Central, Antoine Young of Bellevue West, Jarrell Creighton of Bellevue East, Jesse Carr of Ainsworth, and Wes Eichmeyer of Fremont Bergen, who are all going on to play Division I basketball. As far as the kids from the area, in Class A, no one made it on the boys' side. In Class B, where they have first and second team, I guess Corey Gaffett of McCook would be about the only one that would be in the shouting area here. You go into C1, and state champions from Hastings St. Cecilia, they were so balanced, I think that was why no one was on first team. Jake Hamburger from St. Cecilia makes it onto the second team.
Riley Jane does have him on the first team here in the Lincoln Journal Star, Doug.
Class C2, you look at Jen Scholl of Deschler, Greg Nissen of Ravenna, first team Class C2. Second team, Spencer Fahey from Grand Island Central Catholic, Ned Gertson from Heartland. In D1, Bryson Malberg of Elwood was on the first team. In the second team, Nate Bacon of Overton. And in D2, first team, you had Shavante Samuels from St. Ed, Dwayne Wall from Hampton. Second team, Elijah Zwiener from Pleasanton, and Brett Houchin from Bruning-Davenport.
I think, they're mostly either swap first and second team, depending on what publication you look at.
And quick look at the girls, as far as kids from the area. In Class A, Ashley Arp of Kearney High was named second team. In Class B, despite her injury, Jenna Isaacson of Holdridge makes the first team. Second team went to Hannah Mandelko of Lexington, who also played through injury. In a Class C1, Leanne Jamison of Minden is on the first team. Second team, Katie Sokolowski from Kearney Catholic. C2, first team, you've got the two Perkins County girls, Tracy Keyser of Cambridge. Alicia Statler of Central Catholic made the second team. In Class D1, Cheryl Braithwaite of Arapahoe is a first team All-Stater. Eva Benson of Overton is on the second team, along with Mackenzie McCartney of Lawrence Nelson. And in D2, Ashley Axman of Pleasanton, Kelly Hermsmeyer of North Loup Scotia are on the first team. Courtney Shoemaker of Pleasanton and Cecilia Catlett of Bruning-Davenport were on the second team for the girls All-State. But we're just having a great time down here at Cunningham's Journal, and just going to talk to a few of the fans here today and see who they want. They're running away. See, I thought we were going to catch him, Daddy. I thought we were going to catch him. He saw what was coming. He's scared. He's scared is what he is.
Yeah, he is scared. That's exactly what makes it. Yes, he's a scaredy cat. He's a scary cat.
I'll tell you what, a lot of great things coming up. Don't forget to get signed up for the ESPN Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. We're going to be talking with some folks about the teams that are coming in to the tournament in Omaha this upcoming week, whether it's Kansas, Southern Cal, Kansas State. Obviously, we're going to talk Kansas and Kansas State. Cal State Fullerton coming in. A lot of those folks. The Elite Eight, we talked about that for the women. And the NIT as well. By the way, we had Dave Soker on with the powerlifting last week. He knew Douglas County was going to be good. Well, guess what? Douglas County won the state girls and boys. For the boys, Donovan Trouble was the runner-up, and Sam Nelson was the outstanding lifter in the heavyweight division. So congratulations to all those folks. And Derek, I guess we're probably about out of time, huh?
Yeah, it looks good, guys. I think we're good to go and getting up to the top of the hour here.
Well, let's wrap things up. We want to thank the fine folks that joined us today, including Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach of the national champions at UNK, winning the national wrestling championship. Congratulations to Coach Bauer, to Val Delagna, Brett Allgood, winning the individual championships for a second time, and the entire team. Also want to thank Dave Van Horn, the head baseball coach at Arkansas, as they come up to Lincoln for games tomorrow and Wednesday, to Tony Hobson, the head women's basketball coach at Hastings College, playing in the national semifinals tonight, 6 o'clock on 1230 KHAS, and to Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, coming in to talk about spring. We've had a great time here. Invite you to Cunningham's. Open all day long till 1 o'clock tonight. Great specials going on. Still French dip sandwiches for lunch, burgers tonight for happy hour, and all kinds of great specials, Irish music and more, Daddy.
Yes, be safe, though. Take a cab here in Kearney. Kearney Cab is where it's at. Drive safely on your way home.
Wherever you're at, Daddy says, get home safe. We will see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal.
Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.